Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Two wars, a third threatened, Eurasia rocked, and what is to be done? I welcome Brad Bowman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's been my guide these last weeks of the conflict in Ukraine, looking at what Ukraine needs, what Russia has, and now we have similar questions about Israel in its battle, not only with Hamas, but also with the other bad actors that work at the direction of Tehran. That would be the Hezbollah in the north of Israel. That would be the gangs in the West Bank. That would be the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is in Gaza, but also in the West Bank. And that certainly would be the IRGC operating openly in Syria, et cetera. The Houthis of Yemen firing missiles. All of that since we started following what Ukraine needs. So I want to read some headlines and then go to Brad about what Ukraine and Israel need. In the Times of Israel, rocket barrage from Gaza fired at central Israel. Prime Minister says ceasefire is not an option. And from the Telegraph in London, remaking their page late in the evening, European time. This is a very good source, the Telegraph. Whoever they talk to at the Ministry of Defense gets good information. Ukraine fires Army tactical missile system for first time in strike on occupied Crimea. Assault on Russian air defense regiment injured 17 troops and damaged 5 vehicles. Also from the Telegraph, Russia significantly, that's in quotes, bulks up forces near Bakhmut. That's enough. Brad, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Tactics are what amateurs talk about. Logistics win wars. So I want to begin with the logistics of the situation. What does Israel need now that they've been in the combat in Gaza for several hours, several days? We don't know. The raids, the going in and coming out. Can you see anything that is in their arsenal that they're low on? Anything that they will need in future? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Thanks again for the opportunity to join you. You know, I think Israel is going to continue to need precision-guided munitions. We know that after the immediate days after October 7th, we saw the U.S. immediately trying to get Israel precision-guided munitions, namely the Joint Direct Attack Munitions, the JDAMs, and also the small-diameter bombs. And as you and I have discussed before, the value of those systems, it allows Israel to precisely target Hamas terrorists while trying to minimize civilian casualties, which is important. Also, the replenishment of the Iron Dome interceptors, the Tamir interceptors, that has been a focus throughout and I think will continue to be a focus. If anyone's watching the news, you're starting to see a lot of Israeli 155 millimeter, often self-propelled howitzers firing in. So the U.S. has provided 155 millimeter shells. I think Israel's going to continue to need those. And that is one area of tension with respect to also arming Ukraine, whereas the precision guided munitions and Tamir interceptors, obviously there's little to no overlap, as we've talked about before. And as you know, it was announced, something I called for pretty early, that the U.S. should provide its two Iron Dome batteries themselves. And according to a senior defense official today at the Pentagon, those are have not arrived yet, but in route. So, you know, if this ground war is, I think they're going to continue to need the PGMs, the replenishments for the Tamirs, the 155 millimeter shells, and more air defense capacity, especially if we have a northern front. But if the ground war grinds on for a long period of time, we'll start to see obviously more demand for U.S. Ground warfare equipment, and that will increase the relatively modest current overlap with arming Ukraine. And I would just lastly note that a senior defense official said just in the last few hours that there are shipments arriving, quote, every single day for Israel, unquote, from the United States. So this is a significant full court press, I would say, that the Biden administration is undertaking to try to get Israel the means it needs of self-defense and to deprive Hamas of the means of murder.
Ukraine front. Ukraine fires Army tactical missile system. That's the famous ATACMS. It's in theater now. They're firing it at Crimea. My understanding, reading about it, is that this is a significant advantage for Ukraine. Is that correct?
It is. You and I have talked about that many times. I called for that, I think, 14 or 15 months ago, along with some of my other colleagues here. The main value it provides is the ability to hit deeper. It's a ground-based platform that allows you to conduct deep strikes into Russian-occupied Ukraine, including Crimea, so that they can't sit comfortable there in their logistical nodes, their command and control nodes, their long-range precision fire systems, and to actually target them. So in an ideal world, you're pressurizing the front line, you're hitting a few kilometers behind the front lines, and then you're also doing deep strikes all at the same time, trying to create chaos among the invading Russian forces to force them to push back their reserve elements, push back their logistical command and control and communication nodes, and to simultaneously create dilemmas along all the phases of the battlefield. And that's what the ATACMS helps you do with these deep strikes.
Now, the logistics matter. This headline is 48 hours old at least. I've been reading it all weekend. EU delivers only a third of 1 million artillery shells promised to Ukraine. This is pure logistics. Are they out of shells? Are they holding back? Do we know anything about the EU's policy? And does Ukraine have what it needs?
No, I think, there's multiple reports coming from frontline Ukrainian forces, both forces trying to hold their current positions and also others that are on the counteroffensive, that ammunition is so short in many places. And as I just said, the U.S. is now trying to balance supporting Ukraine and Israel when it comes to 1.5 millimeter. So this is a moment really where Americans needs our transatlantic allies to step up and do every the thing they can to help Ukraine, especially when it comes to artillery. So the short answer is no, Ukraine does not have enough. But because of longstanding failures in many European countries, but not all, to invest sufficient amounts of defense, when they've turned to their own military arsenals and to their own defense industrial bases, they found them lacking. Many countries are now moving in the right direction to try to fix it, but it's going to take 1 to 3 years to create the production capacity, depending on what kind of system you're talking about, much less delivering it to Ukraine.
And the headline about Russia significantly bulking up its force near Bakhmut, is there any chatter, logistic chatter, that the Russians are building up reserves anywhere along the line? Because that's what they need if they were going to launch.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, your listeners will know Bakhmut has been this smallish city where it didn't have any particular strategic importance, but it took on certainly operational, if not strategic importance, because both sides decided to fight there. And now we have reports that the Russians are shifting some forces there. I think this is an opportunity to keep the Ukrainians guessing, to make sure that they can't undercut their efforts to take the initiative by leaving them guessing where Russia is going to prioritize, so they can't move more forces into the south where Ukraine would really like to focus, so they can divide the land bridge to Crimea that you and I have talked about many times.
Final thought, less than a minute, Brad. There is political chatter about depriving Ukraine of what it needs. Is there anything to this? It looks like gossip. What do you measure? 30 seconds.
There is a small and vocal and unfortunately growing minority in the Republican House of Representatives caucus that views U.S. support for Ukraine as charity rather than the investment that it is. I think that's incredibly short-sighted. The new speaker has made some troubling positions. I would just say this to Republicans. If you didn't like the consequence of the Afghanistan withdrawal, just wait for a Ukrainian failure, and then you really won't like that. That will reverberate around the world for years to come, and Americans, in my opinion, would deeply regret that. I hope that most Americans of both parties will realize that that would be a huge unforced error that we'd pay for a long time to come.
Brad Bowman, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Mitchell.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones, bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.